The U.S. Open golf tournament of a couple weeks back was a wonderful event. Tiger Woods won despite an injury in an amazing feat of perseverance, and Rocco Mediate entranced the crowds with his play and also his attitude. He came off as an affable everyman who was just happy to be there. Maybe that's what NBC announcer Johnny Miller was thinking of when he said this.
Yeah, he's a character. He looks more like the guy that cleans Tiger's swimming pool.
And later, while discussing the prospect that Mediate might win, Miller said, quote, "Guys with the name of Rocco don't get on the trophy, do they?" Miller later apologized for the remarks and said that his intention was to convey affection and admiration for Rocco. Okay, but that didn't go far enough for A. Kenneth Ciongoli, the chairman of the National Italian American Foundation, who joins me now. Thanks for coming on.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
I read this story a couple weeks ago, and I thought it was put to bed, where Johnny Miller said, "I'm sorry if I gave offense," and Rocco himself said, "I took no offense." So why, in the New York Times, was there a half-a-page ad from your foundation, once again, decrying Johnny Miller's comments?
We responded immediately, and then many people felt that I did not respond definitively enough, so I wrote this piece, sent it to the board, and there was this hue and cry from the board that said this has to be in the Times to set the record straight,
but,
not guys named Rocco.
But the actual Rocco Mediate story, who he is and his roots as a guy who's been on the tour for a long, long time and never ascended to the heights of, you know, Tiger Woods stratosphere, didn't that at all play into what Johnny Miller was saying? Not the clean the pool comments, but the other one.
Well, he made the clean the pool comments, so you can't erase them. I mean, what he should have said, what makes much more sense, is it's amazing this 45-year-old athlete was able to focus and to concentrate and to come within one stroke of besting, you know, which is arguably one of the world's best golfers. I mean, as opposed to, he looks like the man who should be cleaning his pool, and the name Rocco can't be put on this trophy. It's really an outrageous statement. Whatever the intentions were, it definitely demonstrated what Johnny Miller thinks about men named Rocco, who can only be Italian-American. There are no Hispanics named Rocco that I know about or any other ethnic group. Now, what I said in the letter is absolutely true. Had he reversed it and said Tiger should be cleaning Rocco's pool, he would no longer have his job. And there's such a hypersensitivity out there. And we're just tired of having this canard said at us that we are at the bottom rung. If you read my letter,
I did.
You know that we have the most remarkable record of accomplishment of any ethnic group in America. No one helped us. There were no legacies.
Now, you said there was hypersensitivity. Where?
Yeah.
On whose part?
In the media. I mean, we've all watched this for the last 15 or 20 years.
Well, you mean hypersensitivity about a slur against black people?
Yeah.
So
about not only black people, about Jewish people, about homosexuals, about almost any other ethnic group is protected by the media because of their hypersensitivity, but we're not.
But so what are you saying? You want that hypersensitivity? By definition,
no.
Isn't hypersensitivity, doesn't mean that mean too sensitive?
No, I mean, I didn't do what Al Sharpton does. We didn't ask for his firing or even suspension. Instead, we asked to educate the public. Italian-Americans are a remarkable success story in America. Two Supreme Court justices, the Speaker of the House, America's mayor, the most esteemed FBI director in recent history, Louis Free, the presidents of Harvard, Yale, Tufts, Georgetown, and so many others. And yet, why doesn't Johnny Miller know that? And they all had humble beginnings. I mean, none of us came from aristocratic families. I'm the first person in my family to go to college.
Right. Well, how do you know Johnny? I mean, Johnny Miller is a golf announcer. Why would he be talking about the chairman of IBM and Dick Grasso and the—
No, but he doesn't associate Rocco Mediate or Rocco Mediate with the record of Italian-American accomplishment. He associates it with a low social standing, as evidenced by his remarks. And so we corrected the record.
Well, let me tell you why I'm talking to you. I have no standing to talk to any group besides an Italian group and a Jewish group, because I'm a member of both of those ethnicities. And when I heard Johnny Miller say that, I'd say, oh, he should apologize. And then the next day I saw he did apologize, and I thought it was done. And then I read your letter, and to me, it just seemed exactly like the word you said, hypersensitivity.
Oh.
And I also think that, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't your group one that was constantly decrying the TV show The Sopranos?
No, we have not constantly decried The Sopranos, but we do decry The Sopranos. Not the right of the Sopranos to exist, the First Amendment right.
Right. So you don't want people fired, but, you know, I don't see how you could define it.
Michael,
as,
let me give you a great example about the Sopranos and what it does to people. At the just before our national gala in October, I was interviewed by the Washington Post, and I was talking about the tremendous accomplishments of Italian America. And I went through the Supreme Court and the Speaker of the House and the FBI Director, presidents of universities, all the CEOs of you know 20 or 30 different major corporations. And so, without batting an eye, the next thing that the reporter said to me was, "What about the Sopranos?"
Right.
Now, I said to her, that is just an incredible response to what I've just told you. The Sopranos is about a fictional group of mobsters, fictional Italian-American names, and that, what has that got to do with what I just told you about our record of accomplishment is?
Do you think that some of the parts of The Sopranos where really educated Italians were around the table debating the role of the gangster? And it's about a certain segment of Italians, right? Gangsters. So when you have Dr. Melfi talking with her psychiatrist and her husband, and they had all these issues about Italian-American identity, I mean, I could see if he got past the offense, I could see a group like yours actually giving an award to an episode like that, because I have never seen a discussion of the Italian-American experience that was more nuanced and intelligent than particular episodes of The Sopranos.
We have not asked for The Sopranos to be removed or limited in any way. We just want to set the record straight. That's exactly what we're trying to do here. And for you or anyone else to say that Italian Americans get the same treatment as any other ethnic group, it seems to me that you're living in a different world than I'm living in. And I'm not hypersensitive to this stuff. I mean, this is the first time, basically, the last time we did this was when Sam Alito was nominated, and they went after him for being Italian, saying he was soft on crime. Every time something Italian comes up, the major media, the nativists, so to speak, come out and accuse Italian Americans of things that simply are not true. Our record of accomplishment is unsurpassed by any other ethnic group, and it's there to review. As I said in my letter, many of us, and this is a personal statement, prefer the days of Don Rickles, when every ethnic group could be poked at. I think that's a much healthier situation, but that's not the case. So it's either all or none, and we are tired of being the only ones left. And so that's what the letter was about.
Don't you think it should be mediate, by the way?
It should be mediate.
It should be mediate.
Well, it is mediate in English, obviously, but it should be mediate.
I know. Kenneth Ciongoli is the chairman of the National Italian American Foundation. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
I enjoy pining for the days of Don Rickles. I hope all advocacy groups pine for those days. You hockey puck. Next on the show, book club, plus a committee on Capitol Hill is reconsidering the War Powers Resolution. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.